Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and we're joined today by City of Pella Finance Director Corey Goodnow talking about this week's budget meetings. All right, thanks for joining us on the program today, Corey. Pretty substantial news that you guys spent 2 days working on, which is budgets, the annual budgets for several different departments. So if you just want to go ahead and start running through some of the discussion, let us know what happened.
Yeah, thanks, Justin. The last few days were busy, and there was lots of discussion. And I think if you'll allow me, we'll just hit on a few of the main topics that we covered over the last few days. I think the main topic that your audience would have interest in is the city levy rate, which is the property tax rate for both commercial and residential industrial customers, will remain the same, $10.20 for at least the 13th straight year, which is pretty substantial to be able to coordinate and maintain those rates, and that's great for businesses and residences. It also maintains the utility rates, so we have electric, wastewater, and electric utilities here in Pella, and currently, as this budget's approved, hopefully on the meeting in March, the rates will all remain the same, and so that's pretty substantial as well. This budget does include an additional police officer, which is needed, and that'll be an investigative and detective position. That brings, I believe, the officer count to approximately 15 or 16, and that'll be great for the community, and I think Chief Bokinski had some great things to say about the possibilities that exist with that additional position. You know, there's been some significant projects going on underway, and it seems like Pella's always undergoing significant projects. But of note this year is the sports park is currently underway, and so that'll be under construction this summer. And my understanding is that there'll be major activities this summer and hopefully come to some kind of completion late fall. And then also the construction of the indoor pool will be taking place in April. And so, of course, the city's fiscal year runs from June to July. And so those will be running over the course of the end of this fiscal year 14, and fiscal year 15, the beginning of that year. So fiscal year 15, the upcoming year, will be a year of completing just major substantial projects, and I think that's great for the community, and I think people will see a lot of activity in those areas. Also included in this year is the enhancements of the city's fund balances. That Pella's in a great position financially, and I think they've historically done a great job of managing all of the utilities, all of the general fund activities, and so it's just a great year to enhance those fund balances and improve the sound fiscal policies that have been enacted in the past. In this year's budget, there's also substantial improvements to the outdoor water park. As the indoor construction takes place, the outdoor will also see some enhancements and refurbishments of some of the small floatables and future slide projects. And we know that that's a big attraction to bring people to Pella.
And so we talked about some of the special departments, but there's some other projects I think you want to tell us about that don't necessarily fall in a department we'd be familiar with. Let us know about that.
Sure. You know, the electric utility has garnered a lot of attention recently with the decommissioning of the power plant, and that will continue throughout this year and into a little bit of next year. And then also the city of Pella has been doing a lot of underground conversions of overhead utility lines, and so that will also continue into fiscal year 15. The other item to address, the large street project this year, is Oskaloosa Street, and that's a roughly $2.3 million project, which will be funded by both TIF funding, which is increment financing, and then also the contribution from the from SERPTA, which is the Regional Transportation Authority, and their contribution will be roughly $1.3 million. And so that'll be a great addition to enhance Oskaloosa Street pretty significantly.
Did it seem to have a good vibe as far as if we're in a financially good position? Maybe it wasn't as stressful as some other communities?
You know, department heads for the city of Pella do a great job in their presentation, and it's obvious that they don't request things from the council that are absorbent or aren't necessary. And so I think when you see things and requests from department heads and from other city staff members, they're really at a point that they need to be replaced or they need some attention. And so, yeah, there's a great mood and I think a really positive feeling about the direction of the next budget year and also where the community's headed as a whole.
So this is something you guys do yearly that we'll expect to talk about at this time next year?
You know, this is my first year sitting through the budget presentation, but yes, my understanding is there's typically a kickoff and then about 2 days of department head presentation and just general discussion about where the community's headed in terms of their finances, and then also a review of where they'd been in the last fiscal year. So,
all right. Thanks, Corey. I know it's a lot of information, but hopefully everyone can keep up with it, and we'll put it on the web so people can get more from that. Again, thanks to Corey Goodnow, Director of Finance for the City of Pella, for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Justin. I appreciate it.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, Corey Goodnow, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.